Good afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England, and most everyone is enjoying a good amount of sunshine past the noon hour. However, some clouds are starting to move in from the west in advance of a warm front, which is steadily making an approach and will continue to do so for the rest of the day. So those of us with full sunshine will gradually see increasing clouds, while others who already have some cloud cover will see those clouds thicken during the day, although it should be dry right on through the afternoon everywhere. And with a developing southwest wind, temperatures will be in the middle to upper 70s. As that warm front continues to head in our direction tonight, clouds will increase and thicken, and there's a good chance of showers breaking out during the overnight hours as temperatures drop back into the 50s. This is where we'll start the day tomorrow, with the warm front passing by, clouds and showers likely on Friday morning. And the steadiest rain will be over with rather early, and we'll be left with mostly cloudy skies and just a few scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, although temperatures will be back into the lower 70s for afternoon highs. As we get into the upcoming weekend, a little bit unsettled, but we'll be in the warm sector of air, pushing it into the 80s with some humidity. In this environment, partly to mostly cloudy skies for most of the period, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up here and there both days, but generally dry and mild. Beyond the weekend, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday as a trough of low pressure digs into the Great Lakes and pivots through the region. Before that departs, we'll see temperatures in the lower 80s for highs, followed by drier weather as we head into the middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from West Texas northeastward into the lower Missouri and Ohio valleys. Scattered severe storms capable of large hail and damaging winds will persist over a narrow zone of West Texas. Widely spaced storms capable of hail or wind damage are possible through tonight across parts of Oklahoma into southeastern Kansas. Then more numerous storms with a wind threat and heavy rain will persist over much of Missouri and southern Illinois. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a complex area of low pressure that's expected to form over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and the adjacent Yucatan Peninsula. Conditions appear to be favorable for some development of this system while it moves slowly northwestward toward the southern Gulf of Mexico by early next week. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston, sunny and breezy, lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 96, set in 1988, and the record low, 42, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today and high temperatures in the middle 70s. Cloudy with showers developing tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Cloudy with showers developing tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds this afternoon with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Cloudy with showers developing tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds through the afternoon hours, and temperatures will be in the middle to upper 70s. Becoming cloudy with showers developing tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any sunshine will gradually fade behind increasing clouds this afternoon as temperatures reach into the upper 70s. thickening clouds with showers developing tonight and lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers likely in the morning, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon in the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around, but mostly dry. Lower to mid-80s Saturday, mid to upper 80s on Sunday. A good chance at more showers and thunderstorms Monday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday in the lower 80s, and partly sunny with just the chance of a shower on Wednesday and highs around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.